Hi, Ron here, and welcome. We love that you've come to join us here and listen to a lot of our episodes. Please help us continue with this by supporting us through either joining the Barak Center at thebarakcenter.com or joining us at the Fringe Church at thefringechurch.com and sharing and donating through those sources. And once again, thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, it's Ron Hutchinson here. It's the 31st, it's New Year's Eve, so I wanted to come to you with just a quick message about New Year's Eve. So quite often we make New Year's Eve resolutions and these sort of things, but statistically they only ever last about a week or so, and then they drop off that I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But I have something different. I have a daring New Year's Eve resolution for anyone who's brave enough to try this out. As you know, I'm a reverend, and I work with a bundle of different organizations and things to try and help out. And one of the things which came to me when I was sitting in bed last night pondering, and New Year's Eve and this concept of New Year's Eve resolutions and trying to better yourself, popped into my head, came King David. For some strange reason, and we see written in the Bible, in Acts, and around the place, that we see that David is called a man of God's own heart. A man of God's own heart. I found David to be a man after my own heart, says God. You know, this is a strange thing, and I've never really given it a lot of thought, I guess. I read this, and I was thinking, you know, a man after my own heart, says God. I've always looked at that as like a guy with a similar heart to me, a guy who knows what's right and wrong, who knows how to love. He's so close to God, he gets it, you know? But I think I missed the point. Because when I read this now, I see, I have found David to be a man after my own heart. Not as in he has my own heart, but he is pursuing my heart. And I think that's something that we can all put forward in the new year that we can do, is to pursue God's heart. So what does that look like? Now, let's think about King David. Was he a good guy? Meh. Was he a bad guy? Yeah, it was a bit of both, right? He was a guy who had a really bad temper. He had way too much blood on his hands. He committed adultery. He abandoned his children a lot of the time to go and do stuff. And quite honestly, he did a lot of horrific, horrible things. You can kind of say to yourself, you know, if we look at it from that first perspective, how can this guy have the heart of God? But we're reading it wrong. He's in pursuit of God's heart. How? Because he continually stuffs up, falls short, messes up. But the thing which David does is he stops, he takes accountability for his actions and the things he's done wrong. He repents and says, I'm sorry, God, I stuffed up. Let's go again. I will do better. And I think that's something we can all do coming into this new year, is be people after God's own heart. Not there yet, but we're going to give it our best. And when we mess up, whatever that looks like, hopefully not murder, but, you know, whatever it looks like, we're going to pursue to take account of our actions and say, I'm sorry, I fell short, I messed up. Dust ourselves off and go again. I think that's something which we can put forward into the new year. It's something I always try and do, is take accountability of my life. Because there's that one thing that has always stuck with me, is Plato's apology. The unexamined life is not worth living. And that's the first step. To examine our lives, to take account and accountability for our actions, and where we fall short, where we mess up, take accountability, say, oops, I'll do better next time, and pursue God's own heart. All right, bye for now. Look, leave a comment. How many of you are brave enough to say, I'm going to take that up in the new year as my New Year's resolution to pursue God's heart like David did?
Thank you for listening to another episode. And please, don't forget to sign up to the BarakCenter.com or thefringechurch.com and help support us so we can reach many more. Thank you again for joining us today.